Anyway, our electoral system chooses individuals rather than policies, and our media and indeed our public expect, and dare I say it actually, previous IOD annual conventions have expected our politicians to have an opinion on every single issue and a solution to every single problem. And I think this environment, it institutionalises, and I think it encourages, and it rewards short-termism and populism. And it perpetuates the myth that government has and can provide all the answers. If we're going to lift our collective game and address the issues that matter most to people in our community, and if we're going to build the Guernsey that will offer our children and our grandchildren a better quality of life than we enjoy today, we must now look beyond economic growth and consider social development. In other words, we must go to prosperity and beyond. Social policy is not about social problems that impact other people. Social policy is about all of us and what kind of community we want to live in. So why does social policy matter to you, sitting here today, not as individuals or as members of the community, but as representatives of the business community? Because with an aging demographic, we need to maximise the effectiveness and ability of everyone in our population to contribute. It's not enough for any government to be focused exclusively on or to be defined by the economy or the health of its public finances. And I think this was put particularly well by Tony Gallien. Is Tony in tonight? Is he here? He's not with the MP group table. Tony, in his 2007 book, Guernsey in the 21st Century, he wrote, "We have to consider whether pursuing ever higher levels of economic growth and consumption has diminishing returns. We need perhaps sometimes to remind ourselves that economic growth is only a means to an end, and therefore to be clear what the end is, which I would suggest is a better quality of life in social, environmental, and economic terms." And I agree. Absolutely critical though the economy and public finances are, our community's interests, aspirations and fears, your hopes and aspirations for yourself and your families are much broader than our economic performance. It is, of course, vital that we work within our fiscal rules and its concept of long-run permanent balance, in other words, not running a deficit. But equally, we must recognise that the fiscal framework, exciting though it is to some of us, is not a vision that can define us. It's not a vision that can bring the community together behind a common goal. I think it's time for a little bit of audience participation. So I want you to put your hands up if, like me, you've been lucky enough to have left the island to go on holiday somewhere this year. Put your hands up in the air if you've left the island to go on holiday. Right? Clear majority. Now keep your hand up, so don't put them down yet, keep them up. And keep your hand up if you just turned up at the airport and got on the next flight to wherever it was going. Anyone in that category? No. And that's the point. That is the point. To reach a destination, you need to plan to get there. Every business in this room knows that. And to go to prosperity and beyond, to unlock health, wealth, and happiness for Guernsey, we need to plan for it. And that is exactly what we are doing. Next Monday, we will publish Future Guernsey. Future Guernsey is that destination, and I want to share it with you tonight in the confidence of this room, just 480 of us in the media. Give you a little advance, a warning of what's being published next week. It's a simple vision, which is what, and it's, that's what makes it, I think, so compelling. And it's an achievable one, as it's one that many people already share, as is actually shown by the very title of this convention itself. It provides that overlap between Bob's personal desires and our mission, to use John's language. And that vision is that Guernsey will become among the happiest and healthiest communities in the world, where everybody has an equal opportunity to achieve their potential, a safe and inclusive community which nurtures its unique heritage and environment and is underpinned by a successful economy. In other words, it's a place where people aspire to live. It's a place where people aspire to prosper and raise their families, where people want to start a business and contribute to their community, where young islanders, such as those here tonight on Table 22, the directors of tomorrow, those with bright ideas, they have access to be able to start a new business or community initiatives, where our graduates, my children and your children, want to return after university and after a flourishing career. We are that place for many people already, but not for all, by any means. Guernsey is great today, but it can be better tomorrow. And that is our goal, that is our mission. And that is your mission too, should you choose to accept it. Because if we're to truly succeed, future Guernsey cannot just be a government vision. It must be a community vision. A collaboration. In short, using the holiday analogy, it must become the whole family's chosen destination. A vision that becomes part of the DNA of the business and third sector, and that they and you can factor into your planning. The vision is compatible with fiscal prudency. If we can deliver our vision, it will assist our long-term budget management. Remember that the 2002 Townsend Survey of Living Standards told us that those with the lowest incomes were over four times as likely to report poor health than those in the highest income groups. But we all know, if sometimes, perhaps as we enjoy our private affluence, we choose to forget that there is a moral and a social obligation to try and address those differences in outcomes, challenging and difficult those some of those problems are. But there's also a fiscal and economic imperative to do so too. For example, a society where those that can be are enabled to work will not only be happier and a more inclusive one, but of course a more productive one as well. A society which encourages healthier lifestyles and successfully tackles obesity will not only be a healthier and happier one, but also be one with a lower public health bill from the costs of dealing with the consequences of obesity. So that is the vision. That is our purpose, to use John's language. How do we get there? Future Guernsey serves a second purpose. It's also a five-year program of government expressed in clear and unambiguous language as to what the states will be doing. And this will drive the committee's development of their own priorities, which we will then combine into a single policy and resource plan for debate by the states of deliberation next June. The need for continued economic success and economic growth will remain. A thriving economy will still be the bedrock which provides us, individually and collectively, with financial security and, of course, finances our public services. I refer to the need to be underpinned by a successful economy. This means that we will still need an efficient, productive, profitable business sector capable of competing in the global economy. Now, some of you will have heard my colleague Lyndon Trott speak about this last night at Guernsey Finance's excellent annual update. But let me just pick out a few examples from the programme for government, which may be of most interest to this audience, and explain what government are planning to do. And I quote, "We will ensure conditions that encourage and foster enterprise and remove barriers to business, keeping regulation appropriate and proportionate. We will ensure the provision of reliable, sustainable and affordable transport links." And I know that one of my co-panelists, Chris Atkinson, who will be in the debate after dinner this evening, doesn't believe that that's ambitious enough. We will focus on maintaining an appropriately sized workforce. We will promote Guernsey as an attractive place to work and live in order to encourage the retention of our current workforce, the return of those who have chosen to gain experience in other jurisdictions, and attract those who may bring valuable skills to the island. We will invest in digital infrastructure to deliver world-class connectivity. We will facilitate the development of a thriving, vibrant harbour and town seafront. We will define the level of risk with which Guernsey is comfortable, and we will encourage the growth of digital businesses through the Future Guernsey Economic Fund. Now, as an aside, at this point if I can, I'm going to take the opportunity to shamelessly plug the Finvention event at St James's on the 1st of November, supported by the Committee for Economic Development, because maintaining a thriving finance sector is going to be dependent on innovation. And I think listening to John's speech earlier, that is so very, very clear. And here we have an event that will inform and inspire you. And it's a very practical example of what government can do to support the island's economic development. So with that list of those principally business-related actions that government will do, and there's a whole raft of others in relation to health and the quality of life and the environment and so on. But in relation to that business list, my colleague and co-panelist tonight, who's here this evening, Deputy Peter Fairbrush, of course the committee president of the Committee for Economic Development, has much to keep him busy for the next 4 years. To achieve our vision, we will need to invest to ensure that we have fit-for-purpose infrastructure. We'll also need to invest smartly to enable public services to be delivered through different channels, such as through digital channels, of course. And as Harvard's Professor Ed Glaser identified when he visited the island, we'll also require an education system which is capable of preparing our young people to be citizens and contributors, and to retool us all as we progress through life. So the need for digital and financial literacy and other lifelong learning are also recognised in Future Guernsey. Let's be clear, this is not about bigger government. It is not about taxing and spending more. We can add another 5p to income tax and spend the sums raised just as ineffectively as we did when we were running multi-million pound surpluses. Value for money does not mean cheapest. It means getting the best outcomes from the expenditure put in. And so we need nimble, collaborative government which marshals those resources, public, private, and third sector differently, and breaks down the silos within government and the silos between government and non-government sectors. And so we're going to need to use resources differently, for example, by pooling budgets within government and between government and those outside, or by using social finance models to reward the delivery of successful social outcomes, such as improved education attainment or fewer children in care. We will need to consider alternative funding models for some of our capital infrastructure projects. We must constantly focus on effectiveness and outcomes, so the vision becomes the yardstick against which all strategies, plans, and policies will be measured. Do they move us closer to or further away from our vision? Do we get there faster or slower? Who is the most effective agent to deliver the outcome? It could be the public sector, but it could be more effective in delivering outcomes to commission services from the private sector or the non-profit sector. It may even be that the family or individual with support could deliver the most effective outcome. For example, if you look at childhood intervention, it isn't all about government stepping in and taking over from parents, although of course that will sometimes be required, but it's also supporting and equipping and enabling families with the right skills and knowledge to do the right thing. Having a clear vision and then understanding what this means in practice, what it means in terms of the real, visible benefits we'd like to see for Guernsey, will give us a framework which we currently lack, in which we can start to effectively prioritise and make those difficult decisions on how to allocate the finite pool of available resources. And that is what the policy and resource plan is all about. By having a clear vision, each strategy or policy or project that comes before the states, whether that's disability and inclusion or equal rights or a capital spending project, each of them will be viewed through a different lens, and their relevance in delivering our community's vision will become more obvious to all. So that is what the government is doing. That is the leadership that we will be providing. Now, what will you do to deliver our vision? We have given no real recognition to the social contribution made by many businesses. With a clear vision for the island, businesses should compete for and be judged not just on their economic and tax contribution or the numbers you employ, but on your contribution to social progress and helping the community deliver its vision. Businesses' track record in enabling good work-life balance, your civic engagement and your role in the community will have a recognisable value. Your experience in employing those with disabilities or supporting employees through new parenthood or as carers for members of their family or through periods of mental illness will become more relevant in delivering the island's vision. As your employees and your businesses' needs change, your record in providing good quality training and enabling employees to reskill and have longer working lives will earn recognition. The island will become a magnet for businesses which recognise the importance for their own success of being located in an environment with the Guernsey's quality of life. Before I close, I want to make one request for the post-dinner debate. Can you please avoid boring those on your table and everyone else with your own articulation of what you think the problems are? Instead, tell us what responsibility you will take to deliver our vision, taking us to prosperity and beyond. Tell us what we can do together in collaboration to unlock health, wealth, and happiness for Guernsey. Tell us that you have the will, and tell us what it will take, what will take Guernsey from being great today and make it better tomorrow. Thank you very much.